This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the NDA parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the trade deal with the US is historic and it comes within just a week after the India-EU Free Trade Agreement was signed. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, all developed countries want to work in coordination with India. Mr. Rijiju informed that so far free trade agreements have been signed with 39 countries.
39 developed countries ke saath jo deal hue hai.
The agreement with 39 countries demonstrate that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, developed nations are eager to work in close coordination and partnership with India. This collaboration will greatly benefit the common people.
Aam logo ka zindagi mein bahut fayda hone wala hai.
Newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen was also felicitated at the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal, Kiran Rijiju and Nitin Gadkari have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, as well as the people of India and the United States, on the landmark trade agreement. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has termed the landmark trade agreement a win-win deal. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said together India and the US have huge potential to work for peace and development. He said citizens and industries of both the countries will benefit greatly from this deal. The Civil Aviation Ministry has hailed the Union Budget 2026-27, emphasizing that it supports in making the country's aviation sector Atmanirbhar. The ministry said the exemption of basic customs duty on aircraft and Indian components will significantly boost domestic aircraft manufacturing. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, Samir Kumar Sinha said, extension of custom duty exemptions on maintenance, repair and overhaul tool parts will, till 2028, will strengthen India as a global aircraft maintenance hub.
The Union budget strongly supports making India's aviation sector Atmanirbhar. Exemption of basic custom duty on aircraft and engine components will significantly boost domestic aircraft manufacturing. I would also say that extension of custom duty exemption for MRO parts and tools till 2028 will strengthen India as a global aircraft maintenance hub. And together, these measures will lower costs, create skilled jobs, and most importantly, enhance India's competitiveness in the global aviation ecosystem.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today hit out at the Congress Party for criticizing the India-US trade agreement. Talking to the media after the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, Mr. Rijiju said it is the Congress's habit not to appreciate anything good. He added that the party fails to achieve positive outcomes and cannot tolerate even beneficial developments for the country. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following the uproar by opposition members. When the House assembled at 12 noon after first adjournment, the opposition parties continued sloganeering, which led to adjournment till 2 p.m. The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India CCI order imposing a penalty of 213.14 crore rupees over their privacy policy. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi said it would pass an interim order on February the 9th. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty climbed around 2.8% during afternoon trade today. Amid upbeat momentum, the Sensex zoomed 2,289 points to 83,956, while the Nifty rose 700 points to 25,789 when reports class came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.